Last night at the convention, some of the sharpest attacks on John Kerry's record came from his Democratic colleague, retiring Georgia Senator Zell Miller. Both Miller and Vice President Dick Cheney delivered speeches attacking Kerry's 20-year voting record in the Senate. They zeroed in on votes they say Kerry cast against defense spending. Democrats say the portrayal last night of Kerry's record was unfair. Joining me now is NPR's congressional correspondent David Wilna. Hi, David.
Hi, Melissa.
Let's start with some tape from Senator Miller last night. He's talking about Kerry's record on military spending.
As a senator, he voted to weaken our military. And nothing shows that more sadly and more clearly than his vote this year to deny protective armor for our troops in harm's way far away.
David, this is the infamous $87 billion.
Yes, indeed. This is the $87 billion that Kerry says he voted for and then he voted against. And actually, Kerry voted for it when it was funded by cutting the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. He said that was a way to pay for supplemental funding that otherwise would come out of the deficit. And he voted against the bill when it had nothing to fund it. So he says he actually voted for the protective armor. And in fact, he says that protective armor should have been supplied well before the U.S. invaded Iraq.
Zell Miller also had a long litany of weapon systems that he said John Kerry voted against. Let's listen to some of that.
The V-1 bomber that Senator Kerry opposed dropped 40% of the bombs in the first 6 months of enduring freedom. The V-2 bomber that Senator Kerry opposed delivered airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan.
And he goes on to talk about fighter planes, attack helicopters, a whole long list. What's the truth there, David?
There is some truth to it. Kerry actually did oppose those weapon systems, but he did so in only three defense spending bills that were voted on in the early 1990s. Now, this all occurred at a time, of course, when the Soviet Union had collapsed, when people were talking about a peace dividend, and also when deficit spending was a real problem in the country. And in fact, the administration of the first President Bush was trying to cut defense spending with Vice President Dick Cheney at the time, Secretary of Defense. And he, in fact, berated Congress for wanting to fund some of these very systems that Zell Miller said Kerry opposed last night and said that, you know, it'd be great to have these systems, but we don't have the money to do it.
Some of the loudest applause that Zell Miller got last night came when he talked about the U.S. role in Iraq. Let's listen to that.
Motivated more by partisan politics than by national security, today's Democratic leaders see America as an occupier, not a liberator. And nothing makes this Marine madder than someone calling American troops occupiers rather than liberators.
Now, he's not mentioning John Kerry specifically by name there.
No, he's not. But he's saying that Democrats are the ones who were calling U.S. troops occupiers, when in fact, President Bush himself this summer, before the handover of sovereignty in Iraq, referred to what he called the U.S. occupation of Iraq. And he said that he could understand that Iraqis were not happy with an occupation force and that they wanted their sovereignty. So I guess you could extend that to say that he, by that terminology, was calling the U.S. forces occupiers as well.
Let's turn to Vice President Cheney's speech last night. He also talked about John Kerry's voting record and specifically talked about votes on defense measures backed by the Reagan administration.
During the 1980s, Senator Kerry opposed Ronald Reagan's major defense initiatives that brought victory in the Cold War.
Well, that is an assertion that Democrats immediately said it was flat wrong, because they said, in fact, there was not one defense spending or authorization bill that President Reagan signed in the 1980s that John Kerry had not voted for. What he was referring to was votes that often take place prior to the final passage of legislation, where often members of Congress vote against something that they ultimately vote for. So they say, you know, what really matters is what he voted for in the end.
The vice president also made reference to John Kerry's own acceptance speech at the convention in Boston in July. Let's listen to part of what he said about what Kerry said at that speech.
He declared at the Democratic convention that he will forcefully defend America after we have been attacked. My fellow Americans, we have already been attacked.
Remind us, David, of what John Kerry actually said in that speech at the convention.
Kerry did not say exactly as Cheney quoted him saying. In fact, let's take a listen at what he actually said.
Let there be no mistake. I will never hesitate to use force when it is required. Any attack will be met with a swift and a certain response.
Seems to be a nuanced question there.
Yeah, I didn't hear an after we are attacked in Kerry's remark, and I think that's the point of contention between Democrats and Republicans on that one.
David, if you look back at the Democrats' convention in Boston, how accurate were charges that may have been leveled against President Bush or Dick Cheney back then?
Well, actually, the Democrats were much more cautious about leveling charges against the president and vice president. They actually barely mentioned their names at the convention. But they did make assertions, especially about the economy, that many have taken issue with, saying that new jobs are paying $9,000 less than the jobs that were lost or that the middle class is shrinking. These are assertions that there are pretty good grounds for taking issue with. And this is what happens at conventions. These charges are made, and I guess it's our job to check and see if, in fact, they're accurate.
David, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome, Melissa.
NPR's David Wellner trying to sort through some of the charges made by Senator Zell Miller and Vice President Dick Cheney last night at the Republican convention.